The prayer which follows, the prayer of the stainless biography, was written by the Teuton Nima Ozer. It again sets out key events in the story of Pambasambhava, encouraging us to ripen our trust and confidence so that the rainbow bridge between our heart and his will manifest. And we can relax in the certainty that our liberation is assured. Padmasambhava is neither one nor many. He is not one, since he cannot be defined by concepts and is beyond summation. He is not many, since his diverse manifestations all have the same ungraspable actuality. Beyond thought and expression, he is never limited by our thoughts and feelings about him. He is not an object of thought, being himself the ground of thought. Unborn and unstopped, we find him by ceasing to seek. He is all that we see, yet we do not see. Therefore, the soul path is trust, infinite trust, by which we relax and release and find ourselves where we actually are. This prayer offers us a pilgrimage to the places made holy by the presence of the precious Guru. Reciting and believing, we can be touched by these events from long ago, which are still resonant. As this story unfolds, we can be inspired by it, breathing it in through our recitation. Out of the sky-like space of Padmasambhava's mind, the warm wind of his compassion flows into us, revitalizing our heart, energy, and spirit. Opening, receiving, responding, the interplay of his generosity and our gratitude generates the clarity of our path. If we live in modern societies, there are probably few symbols of the Dharma in our world. No stupas, prayer walls, temples, prayer wheels, sacred sites, and so on. Therefore, it is vital that we light our own Dharma lamp from the flame of the tradition, so that we will find Dharma illumination with us wherever we go. Having recited the verses of the prayer, we focus on the visualized and felt presence of the precious Guru. He is here with us, looking at us with kind eyes and smiling at us. We recite his mantra, Om Ahum, Benza Guru, Pema Siddhi Hum, as many times as we can, experiencing the dissolving of any obstacles lying between us. Then, in the state of open clarity, we receive his blessing. From the letters Om at his forehead, R at his throat, and Hung at his heart, rays of light, white, red and blue, radiate out and merge into our three centers. This empowers us to enter the practice and purifies our obscurations of the afflictions and cognitions so that we become effective vessels for the non-dual practices of the lineage. Due to this, our body is simply a radiant body of light, free of all substantiation. Then I merge into the light body of the Guru, so that we are completely inseparable, and all traces of my former limitations are gone. With this, I see my own original face, the Dharmakaya beyond concepts. This is liberation in and as the intrinsic. The prayer of the stainless biography. Wonderful, your stainless life story, replete with all good qualities, is like the Wangi Jalpo, wish-fulfilling gem, the source of all blessings and accomplishments. We think of you now, saintly Padmasambhava. Precious one from Urgyen, we pray to you. Please grant initiation and blessing to all beings. The doctrines of Buddha Shakyamuni, the greatest of all the powerful sages, were spread by your countless emanations who act for the sake of beings. You, who show the marvelous and amazing eight excellent forms, Padmasambhava of Urgyen, we think of you now. Precious one from Urgyen, we pray to you. Please grant initiation and blessing to all beings. On the west side of India lies the place where your manifestation arose, the stainless lake of Dhanakosha in the land of Urgyen. There, you were miraculously born in the centre of a shining lotus. We remember now your most exalted birthplace in Urgyen. Precious one from Urgyen, we pray to you. Please grant initiation and blessing to all beings. In the palace of the most exalted realm of Urgyen, you compassionately acted as King Indrabhuti's son and put all the subjects on the path to enlightenment. Precious one from Urgyen, you are the Dharma King. Precious one from Urgyen, we pray to you. Please grant initiation and blessing to all beings. You abandoned your kingdom and went to the cemeteries, where you put the hosts of local spirits and dakinis under your power and performed the deeds of union and liberation. Precious one from Urgyen, we pray to you. Please grant initiation and blessing to all beings. As a bhikshu following Shakyamuni, you went to the land of Zahore. Keeping very pure morality, you were made beautiful with the ornaments of the three trainings. You who possessed the realization of the ten paramitas. Precious one from Urgyen, you showed the path to liberation. Precious one from Urgyen, we pray to you. Please grant initiation and blessing to all beings. You went to see Manjushri Mitra and your other gurus, and thus destroyed all your doubts. Then you saw the face of your transforming deity, and the two understandings arose clearly for you. Precious one from Urgyen, you possess great intelligence and supreme knowledge. Precious one from Urgyen, we pray to you. Please grant initiation and blessing to all beings. The Jana Dakini Bhikshuni Sarvananda swallowed you and emitted you from her secret lotus, and thus you gained the outer, inner, and secret initiations. Precious one from Urgyen, you have completed the stages of ripening and liberation. Precious one from Urgyen, we pray to you. Please grant initiation and blessing to all beings. In accordance with your guru's predictions, you were blessed by Dakinis in the cemeteries of Urgyen and so on. and gaining the supreme accomplishment, your wisdom was unobscured. Precious one from Urgin, you are the Lord of the Dakinis. Precious one from Urgin, we pray to you. Please grant initiation and blessing to all beings. In the sacred place of Maratika that lies to the east, you practiced non-dual union with your consort, Princess Mandarava, and gained the accomplishment of long life. Precious one from Urgin, you gained freedom from both birth and death. Precious one from Urgin, we pray to you. Please grant initiation and blessing to all beings. When you suffered the king's punishment of being burnt in a fire, you transformed it into a great lake and sat like an ornament in the center of a lotus, so that all were filled with amazement. Precious one from Urgin, you gained the power of wind mind. Precious one from Urgin, we pray to you. Please grant initiation and blessing to all beings. You performed practice in the Dakini land of Urgin. Reversing the flow of a river, you fixed the sun high in the heavens. And, mounting on a miraculous tiger, you went riding in the sky. Precious one from Urgin, you are the supreme adept. Precious one from Urgin, we pray to you. Please grant initiation and blessing to all beings. When you performed determined practice at Silwed Sal, you put all the outer and inner doctrine guardians under vow and forced all the arrogant worldly spirits to offer up their life essence. Precious one from Urgin, you tamed the rough beings. Precious one from Urgin, we pray to you. Please grant initiation and blessing to all beings. You taught the Dharma at Nalanda and, destroying all the demons and anti-Buddhists, you placed all beings on the path of happiness. Precious one from Urgin, you spread the doctrines of Shakyamuni. Precious one from Urgin, we pray to you. Please grant initiation and blessing to all beings. At Yangleshu, when you set out the mandala of the Deshe Dupa and did that practice, you saw the faces of all the divine, peaceful and wrathful Buddha forms. Precious one from Urgin, you gained the supreme accomplishment. Precious one from Urgin, we pray to you. Please grant initiation and blessing to all beings. When you were invited to Tibet by the powerful king, you tamed the arrogant worldly spirits and, raising the monastery of Samye, you lit the lamp of the Mahayana Dharma of Sutra and Tantra. Precious one of Urgin, you dispelled all darkness in the land of Tibet. Precious one from Urgin, we pray to you. Please grant initiation and blessing to all beings. At Tridodra, Chimpu, and such places where you practice secret activity with your consort Yeshisogyo, you gave the teachings which reveal the secrets of body, speech and mind. Precious one from Urgin, you ripen and liberate your disciples. Precious one from Urgin, we pray to you. Please grant initiation and blessing to all beings. In the temples and practice places of Tibet, you considered the future needs and then hid the holy Dharma as treasure in order to protect your Tibetan disciples in the age of the five degenerations. Precious one from Urgin, you acted for the benefit of future beings. Precious one from Urgin, we pray to you. Please grant initiation and blessing to all beings. To those fortunate beings who would later meet with your treasure Dharma, in the final 500-year period, you gave initiations, predictions, and blessings. Precious One from Urgyen, you grant the supreme accomplishment. Precious One from Urgyen, we pray to you. Please grant initiation and blessing to all beings. You spread the doctrine in the land of snows, and then went to the small island shaped like a fly whisk, lying to the southwest, where you tamed the angry red-faced cannibal demons. Precious One from Urgyen, you are the Lord and glory of all beings. Precious One from Urgyen, we pray to you. Please grant initiation and blessing to all beings. You ripened and liberated your disciples, and then went to Karchera, where, at the center of a multitude of Dakinis of the three places, you were the chief of all the tantric mandalas. Precious One from Urgyen, you are the glorious Haruka. Precious One from Urgyen, we pray to you. Please grant initiation and blessing to all beings. On the very powerful 10th day of the monkey month in the monkey year, and on all the lunar 10th days, these kings of time, you dispatch countless varied emanations of your body, speech, and mind. Precious One from Urgyen, you protect the fortunate ones. Precious One from Urgyen, we pray to you. Please grant initiations and blessing to all beings. Benefactor of beings, your excellent name is precious. Whoever sees, hears, or remembers it will, just by that, have all their difficult circumstances and obstacles pacified. Precious One from Urgyen, you satisfy all needs, wishes, and hopes. Precious One from Urgyen, we pray to you. Please grant initiation and blessing to all beings. In the 1,000,000,000 world realms, there are 1,000,000,000 forms of Urgyen Pema, who teach whatever is necessary for taming each individual being. Precious One from Urgyen, your actions for the sake of beings are vast. Precious One from Urgyen, we pray to you. Please grant initiation and blessing to all beings. In just your single guru form of Urgyen Pema, all the Buddhas of the three times are present and complete. For you are Mahavajradhara Svabhavikakaya. Precious One from Urgyen, you are the chief of all the excellent sons of the victor. Precious One from Urgyen, we pray to you. Please grant initiation and blessing to all beings. After this, in order to move their minds, recite the Benzaguru mantra as much as you can, according to the Mindraling system. From the three letters at the Guru's three centers, rays of light radiate out in sequence and simultaneously. They melt into my three centers, and by this I gain the four initiations. My four obscurations are purified, and I become qualified to practice the four paths. Then the Guru dissolves in me, and I merge inseparably in his nature, where I see my true face, the Dharmakaya, beyond all conceptualization. This comes from the book Lotus Source by C.R. Lama and James Lowe. The original prayers in Tibetan with word-for-word translation and supplementary notes will be found within the book. Read by Wendy, September 2023.